What's it like then? Brand new festival, brand new atmosphere. I mean, what are you making of it so far?
Well, it's a bit grey today, but it's quite nice actually because it's been boiling the last couple of days. And I think I never played a festival before up here, but I played a lot of gigs up here. And the crowds are always nice. They're always bonkers. So I'm expecting that today.
Yeah, everyone always says that. They come up to Scotland, the crowds go wild. Why do you think that is? Or is it just something that people say?
It's the further north you go, mate. Like, once you get past Birmingham, it's like Manchester, they go nuts. And you guys especially go nuts. So.
Now, it's been an incredible year for you. It just seems to be getting better and better. How's it all feeling? Is it all sinking in?
No, you don't really get time to let it sink in, to be honest, mate. You just ride it out, really. I'm sure I'll stop at Christmas time. And
it's festivals, your sort of thing now. You're getting into more and more of them. Would you like to do more of this kind of thing?
Well, I've been playing festivals for like 10 years. And so I'm kind of seasoned at it, but this year in particular is crazy. The schedule's been, I think we're like 28 out of 53 festivals. So,
what do you like to do in your downtime? You arrived in Glasgow last night. Have you been soaking up some of the city in Scotland, or what have you been doing?
Well, we arrived early hours in the morning, so I would have been asleep. But I like Glasgow as a city. It's very cool. And there's a lot of good places to eat around here too.
You've also added more dates in Glasgow as well. Overwhelming demand, I assume.
Yeah, it's crazy. We weren't expecting it, to be honest. And like first day, they even on the pre-sales, they just went crazy. So you know, we had to add some more.
And on a personal note, you've got a wee one on the way. That must be exciting times in your life as well.
Yeah, I couldn't have picked a more busy year to do it. But, you know, there's never the perfect time. So.
And what's next for Rag & Bone Man then? What's coming up in the next couple of months? Have you got more coming out?
Well, basically, we got some new singles coming out, and we've done a couple of videos. We've done a really nice live video, which hopefully people see soon. But really, like, festival season kind of takes a break for me. I get, like, a few weeks off in August. And then we're into tour. So, like, I mean, when I say, like, you get a break, it's just, you know, a little one, and then you're bang at it again.
It must be different playing to, like, your own crowd at your own gigs and then coming to festivals. Different sort of tone, different atmosphere.
I've always liked that about festivals, the thing that you get, like, you'll have people that will come to see you, but then the massive sort of majority of it is people that are either just walking past, or someone's gone, do you want to go see him today? And they've gone, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So you make new fans at festivals, which is wicked.
What have you got planned for the set tonight?
They're kind of the same as always, but just you know, I sing the songs with the same feelings as I always do. So.